Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. Early in the morning, hiding under a streetlight. Want to talk to you about the BRICS nations, the BRICS currency, and the BRICS out of Market Insider. It's entitled BRICS-led de-dollarization should alarm the U.S. as new members could be most aggressive against the greenback, former State Department official says. It says here, the recent expansion of the BRICS should be a key cause of concern for the U.S. as new members, along with countries who want to join, could amplify de-dollarization, according to a former State Department official. If it doesn't get into it in this story, I'm going to show you the five new Arab countries that just applied for BRICS status. This is getting big. Writing for the Atlantic Council, Thomas Hill noted that Egypt, among others, was added to the BRICS, while the BRICS club, while Algeria and Tunisia were turned down. So it's interesting that they're actually getting turned down, that not every country that's being accepted gets in. But I'm going to be honest with you, I think that's one of those old sales tactics where if you feel like you're part of an exclusive club, it's going to drive other countries to want to join. It says here, the BRICS-led de-dollarization effort should alarm U.S. policymakers, especially in light of the recent BRICS membership expansion, wrote Hill, who currently is the director for the North Africa program at the U.S. Institute of Peace. He says it's clear that traditional U.S. allies such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE are already exploring ways to de-dollarize, and that Beijing is helping that process move forward. You know, it's interesting that you're just seeing so little of this being played out in the mainstream media, where you have this conglomerate of countries around the world that have joined together. And a lot of our politicians mocked China and Russia's plan to walk away from the dollar. And now you have, like Hill says, allies like Egypt and Saudi Arabia that have been our allies for a long time. Saudi Arabia, over 50 years, and, well, just over 50 years, and then to totally walk away, and they're doing trade outside the dollar. This is catastrophic for our country. That's why you don't see it in the mainstream media. He said he added that they will provide BRICS with access to fresh trade affiliations that can promote alternative currencies. By including Egypt, BRICS can influence Algerian and Tunisian de-dollarization through Egyptian leadership inside existing trade regimes. So think about this. You turn down these two countries, right, for membership, but you're still going to get them to de-dollarize. Why? They've just been turned down for membership. So they are going to be trying to figure out, okay, how do we get in? How do we get in? It's this exclusive club. Well, you want to get in? Well, then you're going to do things our way, and you're going to walk away from trade settlement in dollars. See, this is what is going to take the bond market much higher in the future, unless we move into hyperinflation. And the reason why is because if nobody's coming to buy our government debt so that they can go and trade in dollars, right? The only buyer of last resort will either be the U.S. government, but it has to be through the Fed. End of story. And the Fed has to authorize that many dollars going out through the government, being the only one buying our bonds to keep our rates low. I hope you understand this. This is a big deal. And it's not going to happen tonight or tomorrow. But the thing is that it's already been starting. We just saw a 30-year bond auction where nobody came to buy. We've seen bond auctions with the longest tails in history, meaning that the second the government comes in and goes, okay, we want to sell debt at, let's say, 4%. By the end of the day, they're having to offer, let's say, 5%. I'm just throwing out numbers. Because nobody's buying. And then I have to keep raising rates. That is how the economy is going down in the future. It's through interest rates. It has nothing to do with the Fed. If you think about it, the Fed has been holding steady this whole time since this summer, and we've seen the 10-year go out of control because nobody wants to have their money in 10-year bonds with inflation this way. So now the Fed's trying every trick in the book. I've done 20, 30, 40 videos on it, how they come out and they bait you and they say, they bluff you. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And then everything settles down. That's exactly what they did the other day. It's a big deal. Now, like they said, they can still, even though Algeria and Tunisia was turned down, They can still influence these two countries by de-dollarizing through Egyptian leadership inside existing trade regimes. Through Egypt, the UAE, or United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, BRICS will have expanded access to Greater Arab Free Trade Area, or GAFTA, and the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa. Hill wrote, collectively, the expanded BRICS network via these trade organizations these trade organization connections now eclipses 90 countries. You know, we're being fed a bunch of lies through our government and through the media right now. And one of those lies is a lie of omission. And I think it's very important that people understand what is not put in the news is very, very important right now. Now, signs of change, it says, are showing in October, Egypt issued yuan-denominated panda bonds to help pay its debt, while the Bank of Russia is now includes the Egyptian pound among currencies used to set ruble exchange rates. Elsewhere, a joint effort between China, Hong Kong, Thailand, and UAE looks to develop a digital currency platform that will create a digital yuan for cross-border payments, Hill said. Even a partial weaning off of the greenback will likely weaken incentives to stick to the SWIFT finance mechanism, an international banking network that has been used by the U.S. The U.S. controls and owns it. That's how they sanction other countries to apply sanctions. Global coordination against the dollar would also impact the U.S. fiscal health, limiting the country's ability to run large federal deficits and keep debt costs grounded, Hill said. He said for U.S. policymakers, the BRICS de-dollarization effort should cause concern, he said, adding that the federal government needs an interagency process with backing from lawmakers. I don't think that's going to happen. Honestly, I think our country is completely asleep at the wheel, or I believe that we are at that moment where pride leads to a fall. Now, it says here that there were some other, new five Arab countries. This out of Watcher Guru. The BRICS alliance invited four Arab countries to join the bloc in August this year during the 15th summit in Johannesburg. The three Arab countries included into the BRICS are Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Egypt. The other three countries invited to BRICS are Iran, Ethiopia, and Argentina. However, Argentina is the first country to reject BRICS membership as the newly elected president did not wish to be a part of the alliance. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is a psyop. I think the three-letter agencies had something to do with this. And they're trying their hardest right now. Our country is trying to turn these other countries away from the BRICS. And it's important to see these things. Because that's just a theory on my part. You know, we've seen times where our country has used our agencies to go in and infiltrate a government and take over their government through bribes and all kinds of stuff. We saw all kinds of stuff in Noriega. We've seen things throughout history. We've even had Hillary Clinton admitted it when she was working for the State Department, but let me know down below what it was. But she says, absolutely, we interfere in elections because, and I don't remember her reasoning why, but I remember watching that and going, holy cow, that's absolutely insane. So point being is that this is getting big, and what are we going to do about it? Well, you need to become aware of it, and then you need to look at what all these other countries are doing. Honestly, they're buying gold. The wealthy people, they're buying gold. So that's what I do. I vault my gold, and I'm not putting all my eggs in gold, though. That's another really bad move that people tend to do, because then if it's not the price you want when you want to go sell it, or you think that it's going up higher, you've now got yourself set of golden handcuffs, and you don't want to be handcuffed in life. So anything, everything in moderation. Hope you guys got something out of this. Thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.